Okay, let's get right to it. Hour number three, and we're doing another update. We'll do these as often as we can and as often as Erica Kahn is available to help us understand this. She is a MIT microbiologist, brilliant, as you know, and is with us tonight for an hour. We're going to do at least we're going to give it our best to try and keep you up to date. She'll be back Wednesday because things are happening that quickly. We are still citizen scientists on the outside doing what I did call last week speculative science, trying to add these things together to connect the dots and figure out what was going on. It seems almost like as soon as we get one question satisfactorily answered or determined, two others pop up. Well, what about this? Well, why couldn't that be happening? And it's true. There are so many possibilities with this so-called family of vaccines that, it seems like the sky's the limit sometimes. Just it's overwhelming. Erica, welcome back. Thanks for being here, as always.
Oh, good evening, Jeff. Nice to be back. Thank you.
Thank you, and thanks for not asking, how are you? I never know what to say when people ask me that. How are you? I'm lousy. I don't know. I'm doing my best. How's that? I don't know. Anyway, thank you. All right. Now, we've got a list here of five or six things we want to go through. We are going to do a couple of videos a little bit later from La Quinta Columna, that extraordinary group in Spain that seems to have the best handle yet on the big picture and the little picture. It's an extraordinary thing that we're seeing unfold there. It's not getting the coverage it deserves, so we have been giving it coverage here. We're going to take a look at two of those videos. They are under Erica's name in guests right now. Do you want to start with the woman who had the seizure in the car?
That was, a little bit disturbing. I suspect we're going to see more of that.
It was very close to a major automobile crash with her two or three children in the car. So mother of three, and this is a big one. And Eric is quite correct. We don't know how many crashes have already occurred because of people having been vaxxed and having suffered some of the mental, shall we say, disconnects that are going on with it. This lady, 34, three kids, Massachusetts woman, had a seizure, full-on seizure, while driving 5 days after her first Pfizer injection. This tell us a little bit more, and then I'm going to play one of the videos.
Yeah, so she got her Pfizer vaccine, and she was proud of it and broadcasting it on social media, pictures and all. And, 5 days later, she's in her car driving on I-93, which is, if you're familiar with it, it's a very, very busy highway. And felt a seizure coming on. I think that she mentioned she had some inkling a day or two prior, some shakiness or something, and she joked that, maybe she has epilepsy coming on or something, didn't really think much of it. But at the time she was driving, she had enough presence of mind to realize that she was losing control and pulled over. And one of her kids was able to film her having this full-blown seizure, which is no joke. Had she been behind the wheel and unable to remove herself from the flow of traffic, that would have been deadly, no doubt about it. And it makes you wonder how often is this happening. I know there are some practitioners in Canada that are promoting taking these drivers off the road. You just people who have been vaxxed and aren't fully recovered because they are a menace. They are a serious menace.
How are you going to take off 150 plus million Americans who've been vaxxed from the roads?
Well, they're going to prevent the rest of us from flying, apparently, or crossing state borders.
Yeah.
You make the rules up as you go along,
Turnabout is fair play, huh? Well, she even put up a picture on social media of her shot on the table before they gave it to her. That's my shot, she put as a caption for this photograph of a of a syringe laying on the table from I won't mention her name, but yeah, it's crazy. She chronicled the entire event because she was really proud of it. From the moment she arrived at the Holy Bible Church, what other kind of Bible would there be? Well, never mind. That's another story. The Holy Bible Church to when she ordered her, you ready for this? Her Red Bones barbecue via the gift card as a reward for getting her shot.
And there's a picture of that, too.
Oh, I got to find this. Oh, my. Oh, is that the mac and cheese picture?
Yes.
Oh, my God. Now I stuff my face with Red Bones barbecue because I haven't eaten anything yet today. Oh, this is... Yeah, it's a frightfully bad-looking... Never mind. All right. Not a mac and cheese fan. Or whatever is in that hamburger muffin. You can't see in it, fortunately. All right. So the woman documented everything. She took a picture of her card with her first shot logged in there. All right. So then she's driving and didn't feel good. And like Erica said, one of her kids, she has three kids. I think all three were in the car. One little boy is sitting in the back seat and he's just staring at his mom, but he averts his eyes because he loves his mom and she's convulsing. And you've seen these people who have had convulsive fits after having been shot up. And this poor lady's laying on her back across the front seat, I guess, and the other kid's taking the picture while the other kid is on the phone, 911, trying to call for help. I'll put this up. It'll be in headlines. Oops, I better send headlines over. Let me find it for you here real quick, if I can. You'll see it. Look for it. It'll be right near the top, about six stories down. 34-year-old Massachusetts woman, I got to rewrite that, has seizure at the wheel 5 days after Pfizer vax. You'll see it. She had over 20 seizures in the following 4 days after the episode in the car. So she is potentially facing what, Erica?
Oh, probably a lifelong affliction with at the very least, these neurological issues. That's not good. You know, the fact that it's 5 days later, that's notable. You know, it wasn't immediate.
Right, right. Exactly. Okay, we fix this and this. I'm going to send this over real quick so everybody will have a chance to see this while we're still on the air here. I want you to be able to see this video. Okay, it's off and running. All right, here it is. You'll hear the audio, and when you get a chance to see it, you'll see it. And we don't know how many of these cases there are out there like this. There could be dozens. We don't know. There could be more than that. So here's the video taken by one of her children. She is on her back, and we're looking basically at her upper body and head, chin. You can see she's laying right there and just in spasms. And listen to her daughter.
Like,
that's the mother kicking the dashboard in spasm. Her whole body is shaking violently and just boom, boom, boom.
We're in a Ford Expedition. I think it's the car. 2004 Ford Expedition.
FDN
Western. Black. It's black with a beige bottom.
This is her daughter describing the color of the vehicle. Now, remember, just a couple of minutes before, this lady is at the wheel with her three children.
I can't.
What?
Has anything like this ever happened to your mother before?
No.
They got the vaccine.
I don't. None that I know of.
I can't. Please help.
What's your mother trying to say? You have help on the way. You're already.
Okay. All right, I'm going to stop it there. I just want to make a point that these people are quite clearly being impacted horrifically by something. And I'll leave it up to you to make the decision. What? 5 days after the shot. How many others have we seen just like this? Not in a car, though, with three kids. They've been elsewhere. Some have been in the hospital, still shaking. Some have been trying to walk. It doesn't matter. These kill shots have horrific repercussions. And it can be in a day, it can be in 5 days, it can be in 10 days. I don't know. We got a 30-day window where they think that's the first acute wave of fatalities and massive injuries within the first 30 days. Or is it 3 days? I forget. I know it's 3 days.
It was three days.
And then they ran it out to 30, I think. And that was Dr. Zelkoff. Okay. All right, so there you go. That's something to look at and understand that cars going down the road right next to you could be being driven by a male or a female or a young man or a young woman who have just gotten their shot in the last few days and who could lose it. And that's not the only form of seizure that goes on. Okay, anything else you want to add to that? And then we'll jump on to the next subject.
I did come across a piece today. There's a smear piece out now trying to discredit Dr. Ryan Cole. And I had to laugh at it. Now, Dr. Ryan Cole, if you remember, is the doctor pathologist from Idaho who is disclosing a lot of the lab findings that they're finding, the evidence of immune dysregulation in these people that have received the vax, and, you know, very strong advocate of you know, not forcing these on people and
right,
stopping the campaign, more or less. But this smear piece is just laughable. And one of the things they cited was that there's been no evidence of neurological damage from anybody having these vaccines. I don't know how they get away with this.
Yeah. Okay. What we want to do here just for a couple minutes, I think, is talk about graphene oxide. This is the big new topic. This, what, 3 weeks ago this started being really pushed around? Something like that.
I'd say it was closer to 6 weeks, but it seems to have kind of disappeared recently.
It has. Yes,
yeah, and I think some people, a couple of alternative news sites have tried to steer the attention away from this issue of graphene, and that to me is a little bit of a red flag because I think this deserves a lot more attention than it's getting.
That's a huge red flag, and I know exactly who you're talking about. And yes, there have been efforts to diminish the coverage of graphene oxide. Now, that said, there are also those out there who are trying, I think, to attribute virtually everything to graphene oxide, forgetting about the spike protein, forgetting about the mRNA, forgetting about the adenovirus, forgetting about the nanotech that's in there, forgetting about other things that are obviously in this satanic brew. So we want to try and find a middle ground. Graphene oxide, it's in the vaccine. Now, you had a story today that apparently, was it South Korea? Tell us about that. That's a strange one.
Okay, so there is a patent out of South Korea that was, I've got the patent number here. It looks like it was filed for in 2019, and as of March of this year, it's a valid patent, and it's called the physiological saline containing graphene dispersion and coronavirus vaccine using the same. So basically, this company in South Korea has come up with a coronavirus vaccine that uses only graphene powder
capital O,
as the
only.
Only.
It's crazy.
Yes. And they say the graphene powder adheres to the body and the spikes of the virus so that the virus does not function properly and cannot multiply and eventually dies. So they've got graphene powder in the size of 0.2 nanometers, which is really, I mean, that is tiny. And it's dispersed in either saline or a glucose solution or something comparable where it could be injected. And that's all it is just plain old graphene.
Wow. This is getting stranger all the time. No mRNA, no adenovirus, no talk of really of, well, okay. All right, that's just a little footnote. Now, graphene oxide, the basic idea of it, and this group in Spain, La Quinta Columna, is talking about graphene oxide as being the culprit, the villain. And the idea, and I'm going to state this real simply, and then Erica can clean up my clumsiness. But the idea is you're getting graphene put into you with the injection. And we believe that it's been sprayed on people for a number of years from chemtrails. It could also be in the water supply and the food supply. But we do believe that graphene is being introduced into the human species. Once it is in the body and dispersed, it becomes eminently accessible to 5G. Certain frequencies in the 5G bandwidth will activate graphene oxide and turn it into something that literally is radioactive. Ionizing radiation begins to emanate from the graphene oxide in the body, and the damages clearly are going to be eventually profound. Now that's again just one part of this entire composite of many things. But tell us how again graphene can take on the properties of ionizing radiation.
Well, graphene has unique characteristics to it. It's a form of carbon. So in that regard, it tends to be very biocompatible because, you know, we are carbon-based beings. But the electrical properties that are inherent in graphene are such that it can absorb certain frequencies and then retransmit them or multiply them so that, I mean, in some cases, they, depending on what the initial frequency is, absorbing frequency, they can be multiplied to a point where it becomes ionizing radiation. Now, ionizing just means that it can knock electrons off of molecules. So when it does that, that's similar to what happens when you're exposed to radioactivity, like uranium or plutonium or cesium.
Mm-hmm.
They cause a ton of oxidative stress. And they will damage DNA. And it appears that, I mean, these Spanish researchers are absolutely adamant that this is what COVID is. No ifs, ands, or buts. They even contend that there is no spike protein whatsoever. This is all poisoning from graphene. And in fact, you can induce all of the sickness, all of the symptoms of a viral illness just by introducing graphene nanoparticles into the body in the form of this injection. You're going to get systemic inflammation. You're going to get blood clotting. If it goes to the brain, you're going to have neurological issues. Because of the electrical properties of the graphene, you're going to have issues with, you know, your own body's electrical system. You could have arrhythmias. All of that can be just from
and
graphene.
More.
You don't need a virus to do anything else. You know, but in the meantime, if it gets into the bone marrow, now it's compromising your production of both red and white blood cells, stem cells, and so you will be somewhat compromised immunologically and susceptible to whatever's around.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
In you,
right.
On you, around you.
Right. Okay. Now, the lead doctor is in La Quinta Columna in Seville, Spain, is very smart. He is the lead spokesman, I would say, of the group over there, at least as far as I can tell. And he has, we played a video the other night of him. Their website is very interesting. We're watching this very closely. All right, I'm going to play the first video, and it's 12 minutes long, so I think what I'll do is just read it rather than let you listen to too much of it. It's in Spanish, but we're going to go through the break, Todd, thank you. I want to get this information out as much as I can with Erica's amplification of it. All right, here's the first frame of text. Well, the first thing is to specify that when we refer to percentages of this magnitude, 99 and more, etc., I want to tell you that in this matter of the disease, today we must rethink the present as Descartes did in his time with philosophy.
En este asunto de la enfermedad y a día de hoy, esto hay que replantearse la actualidad como hizo Descartes en su momento con la filosofía.
That is to say, we have to start over again from zero. Again, this is Dr. José Luis Sevillano talking from Spain.
Hay que partir de cero. Las nuevas coordenadas,
the new mental coordinates to move forward in knowledge are based on the fact that the biological version is actually false wherever it comes from, whoever defends it. Whether it is the officialdom that government defends so much, we don't care. But it's all false for one simple reason. Because there are hundreds of thousands, maybe millions of people in the world who have a magnetic arm after vaccination. And that has completely broken everything that's been seen so far in this whole story. And it's so serious and of such magnitude, this magnetic phenomenon. It's a precious phenomenon from a medical scientific point of view to study. I don't know of anyone over here who's studying it.
No.
It's exciting, and curiously, the officialdom will not echo it. In other words, they won't talk about it. So the lid is down over there, too. What makes us see clearly that this phenomenon completely breaks with the official version is it completely leaves in the gutter any explanation of what is happening right now in reality at any level. Both at the level of vaccination results, health measures, political measures. In other words, everything we're seeing right now is a fake operation. Now, this is the group in Spain, okay? And the title of this particular video is COVID is not caused by a virus. Vaccines contain graphene. Graphene plus 5G caused damage and death. That's what Dr. Seviano's position is. And again, I repeat, in other words, everything we're seeing right now is a fake operation. There is no virus here. From the moment we have seen that there are magnetic arms after vaccination, it is clear that there is none here. We shouldn't continue to even talk about viruses and vaccines, etc. We must absolutely change the discourse so that it's very, very clear that it's impossible to discuss in the world of science when we start from a false premise. So he wants to start this whole discussion all over again on the basis of what they've found out. They're talking about things that don't exist. Here, the only thing that exists and that we say exists because, translation is a little shaky, as Descartes said, I think, therefore I am. And in this case, if it's rather, I see, therefore I conclude. People are seeing magnetic arms, hundreds of thousands, maybe millions all over the world. But if nobody seems to see them up there, it means that the key to everything is in those magnetic arms. See how he's looking at this? It's almost like a physicist. Yes, Erica?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
How are their videos being received, beside being ignored by a lot of people?
Nobody's talking about it.
Not at all. Wait till you hear the next video. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
You know, going back to the beginning of this pandemic, early 2020, it reminds me of the group of physicians that came out. I believe they were in New York City, and they held a press conference. And they announced that they did not think that this was a respiratory virus, or it wasn't behaving as a typical respiratory virus, because the ventilators were actually killing people. And they realized very quickly that, this is a blood disorder. These people's hemoglobin isn't carrying
oxygen. Correct.
Yeah.
Yep. Messing up with the
hemoglobin. And they were quickly hustled off the scene.
They did disappear. Never saw them again.
And that's sort of consistent with what these Spanish researchers were saying. I'm not sure if it was Spain or in South America, but they said their initial so-called COVID cases looked more like radiation poisoning.
Okay, now remember how radiation poisoning comes into play in this conversation. And we've talked about it a little bit before, right? The graphene oxide in your body, when exposed to a certain frequency or frequencies or range of frequencies in the 5G spectrum, in the band, caused the graphene oxide to do crazy things. The most important of which is to turn it into an ionizing radiation source.
That's correct. And we now have some evidence, these researchers, and it isn't just this group in Spain. There's been a group in France and another group in Argentina. They've been analyzing whatever vaccines they could get their hands on to corroborate this. Mm-hmm. And it's now been determined that this graphene oxide has been present in a number of vaccines, including the flu vaccine in 2019. So that may have been the culprit in starting this so-called pandemic.
That's a big story. That's huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Okay, back to Dr. Seviano for a minute. And wait till you hear the next video, and you'll be able to see it. It's under Erica's name and guests. And from there, says Dr. Jose Luis Seviano, you have to interpret everything else. I can't tell you much more because that's the basis of it all. All right, here's another doctor. He says, and in this video, I will show you what a group of doctors did today. Is this part important? I forget.
I can't think of what that was.
All right, well, we'll see here. I show you what a group of doctors did today. Well, I don't know if it was today or yesterday, but in short, recently they went to the door of the ministry to deliver a note. So they went to the government. Let's watch it. Okay, so they're delivering a note, and there's somebody shown outside. I'm going to stop right here. I don't want to run out of time. This goes on about another 9 minutes. So it's there for you to watch. I would urge you to take a look at it. Don't rush to judgment. Just listen and watch. See if it works for you. See if it seems like a major part of the puzzle that maybe has been solved now. And it's called graphene oxide. And I still am mind blown by what you said about the South Koreans coming up with a vaccine that is 100% graphene oxide. That's really wild.
I think if you're a vaccine manufacturer these days, throw your hat in the ring and you can come up with anything to inject into anybody.
Well, what are we waiting for?
You've got anything flies these days.
Well, no, if you're unvaxxed, you don't fly. Not as easily.
That's right.
All right. Now, this next video, pardon me, is under Erica's name. It says, irradiation and catatonic state in humans and animals, with example videos number 1 and number 2 combined. We don't know how many more they have, but there are two videos featured in this particular segment. Now, this is only 5 minutes, so I think I'd probably be able to get through it. It has Dr. Seviano, and one of his assistants is there. And then it has, on the bottom left and right, freeze frames from two videos showing some very, very strange things. Now, the word catatonic, or what's the other word that's used?
Well, there was cataplexy. There was narcolepsy, cataplexy. And those were listed as potential side effects on the FDA's literature before the vaccine rollout, that these were potential side effects to look out for. Catatonia is a little bit different. I mean, cataplexy is your muscles go limp, flaccid, and you can't move. Catatonia is you're kind of in a rigid state and cannot move.
All right, well, these are catatonic examples. Now, first, they show a scene in a park, and there are a dozen pigeons or thereabout. The pigeons are all standing on the ground, facing the same basic direction, and they're not moving. Only one of them is moving a little bit. The rest of them look like they're statues, catatonic statues. All right? And we'll get to the rest here. Let's see what they say in the beginning. Another rare behavior, Jose Luis Seviano, apart from the ones people are having, like the one in the testimony we heard, is in animals, specifically in birds that don't do much grounding, meaning standing around the ground, and don't perform bioelectrical discharges very often. That's kind of a joke. This is Ricardo Delgado working to the left screen of Dr. Seviano. Okay. Grounding, as in birds, would somehow prevent the absence of something that's, I'm sorry, it's covered up by the time bar at the bottom, so we'll have to move on. Grounding would somehow prevent the absence, absorption of the radiation dose itself. Grounding. This video has been recorded reflecting the strange behavior in pigeons. La Paloma. So we go to the park. Notice that the pigeons are inert, like they're stunned. And they don't even flinch or take away when someone comes near them. Look at the movement of the leaves on the trees. The wind is there, but the birds are frozen. There's a slight movement on one of them. Oh, my God, they've been knocked out, says Dr. Seviano. They seem to react very little. That's here in Spain, yes? But normally, I mean, the most normal thing is that these birds fly. There is one that reacted a little bit, but look, they're all staring in one direction, frozen. This has also happened to people who were vaccinated, especially in the very beginning. These freezing phenomena where people... Oops, see if I can go back, catch this. This freezing phenomena... Oh, darn it. Where... This is tough. Where people stayed like these birds, they didn't move. Indeed, something is affecting all of us. Dr. Seviano, yes, these people were already irradiating us. This is the news we have to deliver. They're currently irradiating us. And at the moment, they want to draw big attention. When you start to see little airplanes, now they're going too fast. Let me go back. And at the moment they want to draw attention, when you start to see little airplanes and the atmosphere thickens above you, it won't be long before we hear the famous hum and we're going to start dropping like flies. You've heard of the hum. There's a Taos, New Mexico hum. People here report hums here, mostly underground. Yeah, I think he's talking about hum in the air, as in 5G hum from transmission of the towers. This is to say, this is like that, like war. The same thing is done in war. The artillery sweeps the terrain for a few hours before the attack, and already at the end there's a barrage of fire to support the troops. That's what they do now, and they do the same thing. They pound you into the ground. They keep the damage going. The ones that get hit the hardest are the ones who are affected. Until in the end, it's a coup de grace. Because the interesting part of it is the infantry comes behind. This is the same thing. He's talking about it like it's warfare. Now they finish off by adding that any that can't generate blah, blah, blah. It's hard for them to generate these chemical clouds that disperse when there's wind. So they need more particular qualities in the atmosphere. So that's what they're saying. They're preparing the ground by maligning the biology to be damaged from now on. They're preparing the ground by maligning the biology to be damaged from now on. Erica? Well, I'm halfway through.
Yeah,
this.
They seem intent on getting this graphene into everybody, and of course if enough people are toxified with this stuff, they'll be very, very susceptible to these EMF frequencies coming off these towers, which are seem to be pervasive now. Bad news. This stuff can be suspended in the air. You're not going to see it. You're not going to smell it. But it can be there. I mean, these things in the nanoparticulate, you know, size range,
right, of course,
are
right.
Invisible, completely invisible. But
no,
you know, they're powered by radio waves. I mean, they drift in air currents, but they are sensors, and they contribute to the wireless network.
Well, they're turning the atmosphere into a bigger broadcast medium to work in. It's more concentrated.
And it's conductive.
Right. Totally conductive. And we had a story today about... I sent that over. A dissertation in Germany talked about making antennas. No size was specified. Out of graphene instead of metal. Graphene antennas have double the capacity to transmit and receive in half the size of a normal antenna. So take that down to the nano level and think about that. Graphene.
Yeah, graphene is really a wonder material in a variety of ways. And the fact that it's carbon, you know, it can interface with biological systems very readily.
Okay, let me jump back into this. There are already cases which suit them very well, and then, boom, they turn on the EMF. Everything is chaos, and everybody gets sick. That's what they do to the birds. Then, at the moment, they're shaking us up. You know, they're setting up the stage. They're weakening the enemy's defenses, and in no time there'll be death. Now, we go to another video. This is absolutely bizarre. This is in apparently either a shopping mall or maybe a storage room in the mall. There are clothing articles hanging on racks. And what we see is, and you'll see this video, is a paramedic team. There's an orange paramedic case on the ground. There's a woman paramedic in light, kind of a very light green pants and a darker jacket with a black, which looks like elastic around the bottom of it. All right, I'm pretty sure she's a paramedic without doubt. Right next to this woman, standing absolutely stock still, is an adult male. I don't know how tall she is. He looks like he's 5'9", 5'10". He's got black pants on and a white T-shirt, short-sleeve T-shirt. This guy is not moving. This guy is standing as if he was frozen solid.
Yeah, he looks like a mannequin.
Exactly. It's the paramedic talking. They're looking at this guy.
Электрошоком, наверное, такой. Электрошок надо, наверное.
Да нет, надо укол сделать. А какой? Ну, она же врач.
I think she said electroshock. This guy, his eyes are open, he's not blinking, he's looking straight ahead, his arms are slightly away from his sides, they're hanging down. He is, talk about catatonic.
He's completely rigid.
Totally. They're waiting for a stretcher to come in. He's just stopped. I can't even see his chest moving as if he's not breathing deeply. Maybe he's not breathing at all. So all this time, the guy's not moving. Paramedics grabbing his left arm and pulling on it, and it doesn't want to move. The arm wants to stay exactly where it is. I'm sure you Spanish speakers can understand some of this. So she's gently touching him on the arm, trying to get him to move or come out of it. He can't. I couldn't stand that still if I had to. No way. Alright, so here comes a stretcher behind him now. They're putting the stretcher on the ground. All of you who are watching this will see it. That's the noise of the stretcher hitting the ground. Now they're going to pick this guy up. It's like a piece of wood. And they're going to lay him down. There he goes. He didn't move. He's still holding in his right hand a shopping bag. They took it off his hand, and they're picking him up, and they're taking him out. And we don't know any more than that. Now, it jumps to another video, and there's only maybe 30 seconds left in this. It's a second example. It's a woman looking toward the camera, brown hair, parted down the middle. She's smiling. She looks very happy. She's got a drink, I believe. I think they're just in a social setting, and somebody has a camera, and they're recording her for whatever reason. Maybe they're recording everybody. I don't know. Okay, so that's her laughing, and she's leaning backwards, and in her right hand is a drink, some kind of a drink. It's a big glass. She's got a drink. So she leaned backward. Now she leans forward. Her mouth is open. She's laughing. As she leans forward, she's laughing. Somebody else is laughing. Now, this woman, Zika, has stopped all movement. Her mouth is open. She's laughing, but no sound. Her eyes are not blinking. She is not moving at all.
Zika! Zika!
Now, that finally got through to her, and she woke up from whatever this catatonic trance was. Now she's looking around like she doesn't know what happened. She said, I guess she's saying I'm okay. She's holding her hand up like, I'm all right, I'm okay. But I don't think she was okay. All right, well, that's the end of that video. So you'll look at that and you can make up your own decisions. We have no reports of catatonia like that here yet. But let's watch for it and see if we see any. Erica?
Yeah, I agree. I was surprised to see that. I guess we're making an assumption that these people have been vaxxed, and this may or may not just be 5G, the effects of these waves hitting people.
Well, Dr. Seviano put these people in the video, so we'll assume that he thinks they're vaxxed, at least.
Okay, or at least toxified with graphene.
There you go.
I think it's good to remember, though, that your body can detoxify graphene. Any of these engineered carbon nanomaterials, your white blood cells will break them down over time. But while they're in your system, they can be problematic. They can accumulate in the liver, kidneys, brain, heart. So it's important to stop the source of wherever they're coming from. And of course, if you're in the vicinity of 5G frequencies, you want to get away from them, because that's what's really charging them up.
Now, they had the pigeons, same kind of thing. Then the guy who they laid him right down, and when they laid him down, he was rigid. And some of you will say, well, yeah, there are people who can strike poses like that and hold them. There are. Could these be fakes? They could be. But they're being investigated by Dr. Seviano and Ricardo Delgado and others over there. Now, I'm not wanting to suggest that we have the answer, all the answers. We don't. But this graphene oxide portion of the venue is getting to be more interesting every day.
Yeah, definitely. It takes some of the tension away from the spike protein, and that may be a complete distraction. I mean, nobody's really actually testing for the actual spike protein having done the damage that it's accused of doing.
Couldn't that be a very simple test, a protein?
Yeah.
Very routine.
Instead, they insist on using a PCR, you know, in a clinical setting, which is completely inappropriate. And all they're really testing for is, you know, nucleotides or nucleoside, nucleic acids. It's meaningless.
Totally meaningless. I remember Dr. Kerry Mullis saying that depending on the amplification, you can find almost anything. So there you go. Okay, well, another very interesting page turns in this book. Where it's going to lead, we don't know, but we'll keep watching it for you. Thanks again, Erica, as always.
No,
talk soon.
My pleasure, Jeff.
Okay, good night.
All right, good night.
And to all of you, thanks for being here. And those videos are in Guests under Erica's name. So take a look, see what you think. We're here as journalists, and in her case, a scientist, trying to present this in a way that will be interesting. And I don't see how it can't be. We don't know. But we're trying like hell to find out. All right. Talk to you tomorrow night.